Good evening, everyone. I'll call this meeting to order. My name is James Thomas. I'll be serving as our acting president. Mr. Judge did submit his resignation as board president prior to this meeting, and we'll have officer elections next week. I'm sorry.
We'll fill the vacancy at the next regular meeting per the bylaws.
Thank you, Paige. And so we do have our roll call. Mr. Petrie is absent. And if everybody can stand for our Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I also want us to have a brief moment of silence. It is September 11th, so let's just have a brief moment of silence. Thank you. So next on our agenda, we have unfinished business. A, bylaws. The board will discuss and take action on revisions needed to the bylaws to comply with ordinance number PO-034-2023. And all of our members have that in their packets.
I'll make a motion to adopt the changes in the bylaws to be read as all appointments shall be for, Section 1, Article 2, Section 1 of the membership. The board shall consist of 7 members in accordance with LARS 25214B and Parish Ordinance PO-034-2023. The Parish Council shall appoint 7 members to the board, each of whom shall be a citizen of Lafayette Parish. Section 2, there were no changes. It was just at Section 1 to reflect the ordinance that was passed by the Parish Council.
I'll second.
So we have a motion by Mr. Judge and a second by Ms. Armbruster to make the proposed changes to the bylaws in Article 2 membership. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Do you have any public comment?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm on a roll. Do we have any public comments? Thank you. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The ayes have it and the motion is carried. Thank you. Next on our agenda is item B, a Northeast Library. The board will discuss land options for a Northeast Regional Library and board will take action. Do we have any board member comments or administration to get us kicked off?
I had, if I may be recognized, please.
Yes, Mr. Judge.
The following our last meeting that was regularly scheduled, I was at the Parish Council meeting, and in accordance with the desires of Mr. Rubin, Mr. Nakhan, and Mr. Carlson, had suggested this proposal, which I had sent to everyone. I believe y'all had a copy of it. If not, I'll pass this around. So just wanted to restate that. Also, as you know, Mr. Thomas and myself had worked on a mission statement for the Northeast Regional Library Committee to work in conjunction with as this project moved forward. And he had read that before in a previous meeting, but I'll read it again. The Northeast Committee is convened to express the particular needs of the community to the board for consideration into the design of the Northeast Library. The committee will begin its duties when a property is purchased, and its duties will end at groundbreaking, assuming, of course, once the ground breaks, then the plans have already been. But the whole idea behind the committee was to make sure that the needs and the desires of the community were met in the design phase of the project itself. The proposal that I had sent earlier, and again, this was based on Parish Council discussion on the 22nd of August, if I'm not mistaken, I think that was the correct date. that the Lafayette Parish Board of Control purchased the property known as Shadow Bluff property for the purposes of constructing a Northeast Regional Library, and that a lease or donated property be identified within 45 days as the location to house a temporary library facility while the Northeast Regional Library is being developed in accord with the mission statement previously developed. So again, that was in accord with discussions from the Parish Council. So if anybody wants to see this, and I'll pass it around if you want to take a look at it. You need to. That's all I have.
Can we get a copy?
I can make, I can, I'm sure, Sarah, can we get a...
I can add it to the website.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
How about just a question? How about the land that y'all are going to be discussing? Do you have the location, the square address of it?
Yes, and I believe as we go on with the discussion from the board, we and the administration, they will make mention of that.
Just as it would be an attachment to your agenda.
No, I don't think so. I don't think we don't have
attached to your agenda as an attachment to identify the property in which you purchase it.
Cover that when we get there.
Yeah, because we're not sure we have two options that we're exploring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, thank you.
Yep. Ms. Arsimo.
Regarding leasing a property, we already have the bookmobile. Is there any way that we could utilize the bookmobile instead of paying to lease a space? It would still serve the patrons in the community who need materials or who want materials. Would that be an idea instead of leasing? Unless someone in the community wants to donate property for us to have a lease space. I'm not talking about leasing a space to... I want to build the library. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about before the while the library is getting built. People still need materials and resources. This is just a way to get those resources to the people now.
Mr. Thomas, if I may.
Yes, ma'am.
I wasn't in attendance, but I was able to watch the council meeting, Ella. So to address that, I had been in favor of leasing a space initially with the thought of the community in this area is underserved, so let's try to get some resources there immediately. I believe it was Mr. A.B. Rubin at the meeting had even mentioned, like maybe the Jomang Center, I may be saying the wrong place, that there may be some facility that LCG could offer. So I guess my question is, with the verbiage on there, I'm not opposed to, or I encourage us considering a space, if it, depending on cost, or if there would be very minimal cost, to in order to provide services immediately. But the way it's written, I guess I'm questioning: is it, does it mean that if we cannot secure the lease space, then the rest of the motion falls through, or what? Can we get some clarification on that, Ms. Bate?
Can you repeat that? I'm a little...
Do you have a copy of what Mr. Judge read?
I don't.
Maybe we can give her a copy. I guess the question, the way it's worded is it's a proposal for the purchase of property, but also to look at some lease space within 45 days.
Right. Okay.
So yes. I guess my...
Can I?
Sure.
It's to identify a piece of property in 45 days. Now, in previous discussions, there's no way, due to the way the government works, that we could identify a piece of property and enter into a lease in 45 days. That's the sky is green and the grass is blue. It's not going to happen. I think, Larry, you said it maybe 6 months, right? Three or 6 months, best case scenario, if I'm not mistaken. Is that accurate?
That was me.
That was you.
Mm-hmm.
So roughly, ballpark. But I think we can identify a place within 45 days. It might take a little legwork, but that's not too hard to do. And at least begin entering into something so we can get something off the ground pretty quick. That was the point of the 45 days. But your question is, If we don't move and if we don't do that, does then the whole motion fail or it becomes null and void because we haven't accomplished that? Is that the question?
Correct. Ms. Bate, is there a link between the two that they both have to happen? I mean, I'm all for pursuing a venture that would provide immediate services, but I don't want to stop necessarily the purchase of the property if a space isn't found within 45 days or whatever.
Right. So I guess the question you're asking is what happens if we can't comply with the 45 days?
Right. Is that an issue?
And my concern with that, too, is when you're looking at trying to lease a space and find a space, we don't even know how much that is going to cost. And I believe that the administration has also, with Ms. Angel's numbers, have said should not go that route only because we don't want to take money that we could use on other things. And that'd be my concern as well.
Mr. President, may I say?
Yes, Mr. Kelly.
Yeah, Kellen. I mean, we got to get the land. And at the same time, we want to be responsible of the finances and not double dip or cause us to go back again. But I think the most important priority is buying the land while it's available. Is there any way that we can do both at the same time, but the priority being buying the land? And that's a question.
Or I believe, like Ms. Arsimov stated as well, with the bookmobile, we can always ramp up efforts, possibly.
Our bookmobile schedule is already almost at capacity.
Okay.
It has a librarian 3 and 3 LA1s and an LTA1, I believe. They do about as much as they're physically capable of doing, and that's when the bookmobile is in commission and properly running. So using it as a substitute branch and adding locations on the northeast side really would not be feasible.
Okay.
If I could return back to
yes,
our first question. If we do decide to purchase the property and make that recommendation to the parish council, I think to follow up your question, I'm not quite sure that this would make it into an ordinance unless they requested it or we would want that reflected. That would be the legal effect tying us to the 45 days. I might not recommend that at the parish level. I might say, let's just put a reasonable time in the ordinance, and then if we were unable to do it within 45 days, you could come back and say, here's what we've identified within 45 days, but you can't, if we don't enter it, we don't enter it. We also can't enter into a lease without the mayor president signing it, which has to be by ordinance. So we would have to do that process all over again, and because it's costing money, it has a budgetary effect, it's got to be in budget 3 weeks before it would be on the floor, even introduced at a meeting, and then it would be final 2 weeks later. So it's a long, long process. Oh, and Larry also doesn't have anything in the budget, so we'd need a budget amendment as well. We'd have to find the funds.
Mm-hmm.
I do recall Mr. Angel making that comment that he was concerned about finances. I will say, though, I have been very impressed with the staff when I joined the board and this initiative, because we were in the red, and the staff was kept telling us that we can do this, we can do this, and we are no longer in the red. And so and the staff kept assuring us we can do this, and they found a way to do that. And so I appreciate that very much. Along those same lines, I do think if there's an immediate need, I don't know how creative we can be to address immediate need, but with the same attitude that the staff has had and managed to flip the budget from the red to the black, I would just encourage us to keep trying to think of ways that are doable, mm-hmm. and that we can provide needed services to the community. in that area.
Any other board member comments? And I think I just had one quick question. When on the in our packet, the one that says surplus 127,615. What is the acreage on that one?
What are we looking at?
This.
What are you looking at?
The title is "What is the land acquisition status?" I'm guessing that was the presentation for the parish council? Okay.
Okay, what page? This year, the operating
the last,
budget?
Last one.
Last one.
It says 8/14/23.
Okay. So the surplus of 127,615?
Yes.
So that is building a library that is 12,500 square feet with no warehouse. So we had given three, Larry had prepared three different tiers, the original plan with a 13,500 square foot library with a warehouse, a 10,000 square foot warehouse, a reduced library, and let's see, just the library that was 13,500 square feet and then a reduced library. So if we do a slightly smaller library floor plan than we had originally intended in the scope, then we should have money left over from the $8 million. Not much, $127,000, but we should come in under budget or break even from the $8 million set aside.
So the one that you're talking about that's going to leave a surplus of 170,615, that has no warehouse, correct?
Correct.
Is that on 6 acres of land?
We're...
No, I'm asking.
Yeah, that could be done on 6 acres. It's not necessarily, doesn't outline how much acres or acreage is bought. It outlines that the land would not exceed $345,000. So the land acquisition would be $345,000.
Okay.
Which is about 5% of the budget.
Okay. And if we were to purchase 6 acres of land, that would be space that would be able to fit the library and a warehouse?
Correct. The original plan that was, I think, done around 2019 or 21, the years start to go together, the 10,000 square foot warehouse and 13,500 square foot library could be done on 4 to 6 acres. The $345,000 that Larry had set aside for land acquisition is what's needed for about 6 acres, plus closing and all of that. But yes, you could fit a library and a warehouse on 6 acres.
Okay.
But with the current cost of construction and everything, where we would come in over the $8 million budget if we tried to do the original size of the library and a warehouse.
Mr. Thomas, if I may.
Ms. Armbruster.
Thank you. Publicly, I want to thank you, Sarah, and I know Larry also provided information, and I'm sure that the staff helped you. We asked a lot of questions today for information, and I know you've been away on vacation, and you delivered that, so thank you, Sarah, thank you, Larry, and anyone else who helped with that, we appreciate it. So for clarification, you did provide this is the overlay that was very helpful, thank you, where you showed that there's just that little bit of, on the Shadow Buff property, on the full 10 acres that we were looking at, there's just a small portion that's in the red that would be the soil concern, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so my question would be do we have an established boundary line for the 6 acres? Have they provided that?
It will be the frontage part that is the corner of Louisiana Avenue and Shadow Bluff. So we would use the front part. It's a regular shape, so I can't really give.
Sure.
Right. But if we were to go with 6 acres and not the full 10 acres, then we would not buy the
back part.
Back portion.
Okay. Thank you.
I had a question about the soil. So would we have to prepare the land in any way to be able to hold the structure of a library and a warehouse?
Larry says absolutely. That is beyond my knowledge and expertise.
It's always good work.
That was good work, yeah.
Libraries are heavy buildings. They have good foundation and structure.
Libraries are heavy buildings. They need good foundation and structure.
Is that within the scope of our budget to do all of
yes,
this?
Yes, that okay. Whenever they're thinking of building a building of that size, they take all of that into account.
And to expound on that, because I did speak to Ella about that, there was concern from the appraisal, some of the verbiage about concerns about the soil and remediation work. But I think we've got that cleared up, that the soil that we would be or that would be of concern would be just a tiny portion in that red area?
Yeah. Okay. Correct.
If I may, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Back to Ms. Stephanie's concern, or I think, and Larry's comment about the lease, right? I understand there's no budget for a lease, but there's a small surplus. Are we discussing just like not even getting a piece of property? Just to gather data and just to get a small lease for anything, or we're just gonna scratch it off the table completely?
I believe personally, I would like us to purchase the property.
Yes.
Right,
not
right,
discuss not a lease. And I know we're talking about a surplus, but during the construction phase, we might run into something that may require additional money. So you don't know if you'll have that totally until as the project goes on.
That's fair, okay.
Yeah, I think we're trying to kill two birds with one stone, provide resources now to the citizens and also purchase the land to move forward with building a library. I would like to make a motion that we purchase, you know, the land for the third option that we were given for the library. But this one, doesn't it say library? Okay, no warehouse.
Yeah.
So the third option that would leave us a surplus.
Is that the Shadow Bluffs property you're talking about, Ms.?
The last page that would leave a surplus of 120-something thousand.
Shadow Bluffs property?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we could work it out or figure out or talk to people in the community about possibly donating a space so that we could meet the needs. But if we did purchase the land now, it takes about a year to build a library, or a year and 6 months?
No.
Like,
are we talking about the leasing opportunity or to actually build?
No. I want to buy,
right,
purchase.
Right, so Ms. Arsamo was making a motion.
If you decide to purchase land today, mm-hmm. it will not be finalized probably for another year to year and a half.
Okay.
And that's when we can actually look at breaking ground on a building.
Okay.
But there is several steps. There are ordinances. We are looking at opening doors to a Northeast Regional Library in late 2027, 2028, if everything goes according to a usual timeline, and that is if you take action tonight.
Yes. Okay.
May I?
I'm not even sure how to state it, but I'd like to. I'm not
page,
sure how
if you
to
can,
state
help
the
Ms.
motion.
Arsamo,
well, please
motion.
Help me.
Okay. So you want to purchase the six acres frontage? She's got the floor. I'm answering her question.
Right.
So as I understand it, you want your motion to be that you want to purchase the 6 acres frontage of the Shadow Bluff property? I think we can just say that for the price offered. Yeah. So we can just phrase
and
it
I
that
think
way if
the,
you want to.
The amount was $339,000 for the 6 acres.
I would go ahead and include the amount in your motion just to be thorough.
And that is correct.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
So I would like to make a motion that we purchase the Shadow Bluff property for the 6 acres for $339,000 to build the future Northeast Library.
I'll second. Do we have any more board member comments? So, Mr. Judge, you wanted to make
I'd
a comment
like to,
before we call for public comment?
Yes, please. I'd like to offer an amendment to that motion that in accordance with the proposal that I had read and in accordance with the wishes of the parish council, that alongside with the purchase of this, that we identify a lease property to begin to allow services for that part of the Lafayette Parish before 2028. So the amendment would be that in conjunction with purchasing the property identified as Shadow Bluff, that we identify a temporary location to house a temporary facility while this is while the actual construction is moving forward.
My only question about that is, what is the budget that we have for the
lease? Point of order, please. I've offered an amendment. Excuse me, point of order. I've offered an amendment. It can either be seconded or not at all. And if it's not at all, it'll die.
So do we have a second? Hearing none, we'll call for public comment.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nadia Bonnet. I would like to address the board on building our library here on today. Number one, we deserve to finally get our library. Number two, kids love the library. Number three, kids learn from the library. Number four, it is taxpayers' money that all families contributed to.
Contributed to. You sit, tell them, ask them, please read.
Please read my poster.
And what you're supposed to say.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Hubert Broussard.
Hubert Broussard, for the record, I support building the Northeast Lafayette Regional Library, not for wealth, rank, or honor, but for personal worth and character.
Thank you.
Melanie Champagne.
Hi, Melanie Champagne, Lafayette Parish. I got it. Hi. Well, here we are again tonight. There seems to be a little bit of confusion about what took place at the parish council meeting that Mr. Judge is referencing, but the parish council has spoken. The Northeast Library should be built. Quote, the Lafayette Parish Council shared their frustrations with the library board for not moving forward with the property purchase, their annoyance with the lack of progress on this project, the community's need for the library, and requested that the library board call a special meeting today, soon as possible, to approve the library purchase. So there's nothing about the lease in case we needed to revisit that. That is from the parish meeting minutes. The community has clearly shown that they support the library being built, not a lease. In fact, you'd be hard-pressed to find any of the library supporters who have unceasingly attended these meetings who are not in support of building the library and not a lease. We are literally begging you to take our money as taxpayers to build a library. We're asking you to take our money and build a library. At this point, pushing a lease or pushing back against the building of the Northeast Library is a bit suspect. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Wayne Colvin.
Wayne Colvin, Lafayette. I've attended many of these meetings and also the parish council meeting and take a little bit different slant on what I saw and what I heard and everything. We're going to eventually build this Northeast Library, and I think people support it, and I support it. Mr. Judge and the board supports it and everything else. It's just that we kind of wanted to rush into this thing, and just like, you know, we've been asking for so long, how many people we expect to visit that library? Where is the answer? How come nobody can answer me? Mr. Thomas? Now, nobody seems to answer that. And I heard that we had some figures based on 2019, 2020, if that's correct. I could hardly hear in the back when they were talking about when some of these estimates were worked up. And I've repeated how much the library trends have changed in the decrease in the and the visitors to the library. And if we encompass all of that, and that's why I'm glad to see that we've at least reduced it from 10 acres to 6 acres. So, you know, and that's a step forward. And we want to eventually, we want to build this thing. But you know, how do we know the next step is what size do we build it? You know, and all of a sudden it's 10,000 or it's 15, depending on the budget. Well, like Ms. Arsenault said earlier, you know, it kind of depends on what the needs are. And we were trying to find out the needs, you know, and maybe the bookmobile or some other lease station would have provided that information. You know, we look for visitor counts, and there's none to tell us what's happening this year, whether it's continuing to go down or not. You know, we do know that e-books is more of the thing, so you have less people coming into the library. You know, the population of that area, as I've demonstrated in my notes to you, how it's taken off as a census and how it needed to be expanded because it had limited growth area. So it's not going to be the huge size that we have and all the vacant area we have out in Scott and everything, you know. And how do we come up with these numbers? And that's the thing. And why isn't that information shared with everybody? You know, I mean, this is what bothers me, and because I'm looking at the numbers because I'm looking at it from a taxpayer standpoint. And that's what I wanted to do. Like, you know, I thought, you know, we were buying 10 acres for like 389, and now we're buying only 6 acres for 339. It only went down 40,000. Maybe my numbers are wrong, but you know, because that's some of the figures I heard tossed out, you know. And I really wanted to kind of have some concrete stuff and some of that information disseminated. So that's what we're looking at. So thank you, and yes, move forward with it. But let's
thank you, Mr. Colvin, for your time. Thank you. Okay.
Frank Krakow.
All right. Good evening, Frank Krakow. President, move the mindset. I'm here representing our members, and we have allies as well in the audience tonight. And I just wanted to, for a moment, thank the young student who spoke so eloquently. That was inspiring. Thank you. I'd also like to thank the board for having this special meeting to discuss and vote upon buying some land. This is a, you know, we've been waiting a long time for this to happen. We heard today that if the land were bought today, that the doors would open in 5 years, in 2028. And I thought to myself, well, we set aside funding for this library 5 years ago, which means if the board 5 years ago had acted as you are now, we would be opening those doors today. So, you know, obviously I'm here to support buying this land, and I'm glad that we're moving forward in this direction. This has been, as I said, a community effort, the money set aside, the exploratory committee, which did the research. We don't have to rehash all that. The library staff that found ways to budget for staffing this library, the, you know, real estate owners, LPSS even, you know, bringing some property to the table, and the community organization and members here to support this. So this needs to happen. I just wanted to speak on the lease issue, and I mentioned this at my comments at the parish council a few weeks ago. I don't understand that option. I do understand the idea of, you know, providing the community with something in the meantime. But if we look at the other libraries that were built, I think with the exception of South Regional, this wasn't done. So this isn't a conventional thing to do, number one. And number two, has been brought up by board members There's no money set aside to do this. So my concern is that we will be using money needed for this library or for existing libraries to have this lease option. And then, you know, my greater concern is I don't want the lease to turn into a permanent lease. So I'm really glad that that wasn't seconded. I don't think that that should be attached to the buy and build option. I think that needs to move forward on its own. So I just want to say it is time to do this, and I'm really glad that you are the people who are doing it and that you're stepping up to do this. I want to thank you for doing that. Let's buy this land and build this library. The Northeast has waited long enough. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Claire Delcom.
Claire Delcom, Lafayette. The residents of the Northeast Side are property tax library owners that don't have a library. The people of the Northeast Side are paying their property taxes on the homes they do own, and they are paying property taxes by paying their rents to their landlords, which in turn gets handed over by the landlord as property tax. They've been paying for it extensively over and above. Actions speak louder than words. Saying that there is a concern for the North Side does not buy, and not buying land is disingenuous. Buy the land. Leasing is a separate issue. Address this later, if at all. Commit today to buying the land, otherwise you're throwing a wrench into the process. By the way, not everyone has money for a laptop or a Kindle or e-books and the continuing costs of the internet. You can even buy more land and turn around and sell excess. Once a library is built, that property is going to be more valuable. People are going to want to tag on to that. But in any case, buy what you can and do it now. It could have been done 5 years ago. We could have that library now.
Thank you.
Mitzi Duyon.
Hi, my name's Mitzi Moss-Duyon, and I'm from Lafayette. The part of the Northeast Library that I want to bring up is something that was discontinued, and I personally thought and witnessed great progress in some of those meetings, is to reenact and or reorganize, restart the Northeast Regional Library Committee. That if you want opinions, if you want to get counts, go to the people that will be using it and let them get the data. Thank you.
Thank you.
Andrew Duyon.
Good evening. I'm Andrew Duyon. I'm about to break this. Andrew Duyon, and I'm from Lafayette. I totally agree with Frank Rocco and a couple other people that have mentioned that don't link this lease to the land purchase. You know, I think what we're looking at is making, if you ever do address a lease, make it concurrent with the purchase of the property and the building of the move ahead with the library, but don't make it contingent upon those. That's where you get yourself, I think, caught in this game. And I don't think that you should be using a lease as a reason to establish the need for the library. I will tell you without a doubt that in 2018, when the money for this project, $8 million, was appropriated, because I was on the board at that time, on this board, that the need had been established. Councilman Ken Boudreau appropriated that money as part of the fund balance take. Some of you, y'all probably remember when that happened. But the reason why that was done, why that money was appropriated, because if you look at the the needs and what the libraries, the regional libraries that we established, how what areas they served. There was a point where the library was, each one of the regional libraries in the main, and then a circle was built around each one of them, depicting that this particular library could serve a 2-mile radius, so this one could serve a 3.5-mile radius. And it looked like most of the parish was covered. But it's not that that area wasn't covered by those circles, but Councilman Boudreau pointed out, which was perfectly understandable, that the throughway and those highways there made boundaries for children to be able to access the library on the northeast side. So they couldn't, it's easy to say, oh, they're within the circle for Maine, or they're in the circle for northeast, or for north in Karen Crow. But the fact of the matter is they couldn't get to it. And that was what establishes that need, I believe. So don't say that it's the need hasn't been established. It has been. And I would say that I agree that we need input on the library as it goes forward, but not to establish the need, but for the elements of the library. What specific things are needed within that library? Some people mentioned, you know, the computer use and other types of things that libraries provide nowadays. So use that input to get the elements of the library, the needs have been established. Please buy the land, move forward.
Thank you.
Cindy Fox.
Cindy Fox, resident of Lafayette Parish. By the library. You've already, you could have had a much bigger library if you'd acted when the money was first appropriated. We don't need a lease. It would be nice, but there's no money for it. Buy the land, get moving. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mary Garcia.
Mary Garcia, I don't know how we got from the minutes of the parish council to the agenda item that we have, because the minutes of the parish council clearly state that the Lafayette Parish Council, and there was a couple other little things there that dealt with Mr. Judge, requested that the board will call a special meeting as soon as possible to approve the property purchase. That's not to discuss land options. That's not, you know, vague. It's very, very clear. There's been a lot of discussion about leases, about whether there's a need for that. Well, there hasn't been a need for 5 years to do something for the community when the board could have done something. So I question whether it's the best use of staff time and taxpayer resources to have them juggling two projects at one time. Let's get moving on the land purchase. If the committee is called back into action and they served you well when they met the first time, then they can address this issue of whether there are more needs that need to be met in the interim between purchasing the property, designing, and building the actual library. So let's not let leasing be in any way a deterrent to taking the step tonight to buy the property before the price goes up or before you change your minds, and let's get this library built. Call your committee into action. They're going to be part of your design process. Find out whether the community feels that they need some type of temporary services. But bear in mind, your staff here are the experts, and they are the ones that have to actually make this happen. And there's not too many of them. Both of them are carrying two roles right now. So let's make it a little easier for them, and let's get this thing about purchasing the land out of the way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ricky Hardy.
Members of the Library Board, Ricky Hardy, good evening. I rise in support of a library. It would be ludicrous for you all to have had $8 million appropriated to you and you want to go lease land. It makes no sense. It's not a good, sound government decision. as I could appreciate a library book, that was a good idea. That library book should have been in execution 5 years ago until y'all decided that y'all would build a library, and I appreciate y'all moving forward to be able to build a library on northeast of Lafayette. Northeast taxpayers, they pay taxes. They're very worthy of a library. And y'all are finally doing the right thing. It took a while, but I could appreciate y'all hard work. Thank y'all very much.
Thank you, sir.
Mark Harris.
Okay.
Darlene Laughlin.
Hi, Darlene Laughlin, Lafayette Parish. I grew up on the north side of Lafayette 60 years ago. In the 60s, which would have been 60 years ago. We had no library. After being away from Lafayette for 50 years with work and other things, we returned 3 years ago, and I was very disappointed and really appalled that there is still no library on the northeast side of town. I don't think the leasing is a good idea. I think that would divert funds from the permanent library, and it's my understanding the people of northeast Lafayette do not support this lease. So do the right thing today. Buy the land.
Thank you.
Mr. Glenn Lazard.
Glenn Lazard, Lafayette City Council, District 5. The geographic area that this facility is meant to go to. When I initially signed up to speak, it was out of utter frustration with the ongoing conversation of a possible lease and tying a lease to the purchase of the land. Thank you, Paige, for clarifying that for the board. Here we are once again. Let's not convolute the issue, okay? Let's not convolute the issue. And I want to thank the rest of you for not seconding Mr. Judge's motion, which in my opinion was nothing more than a delay tactic once again. So here we are again. Let's move forward. We can have the discussion about the size of the facility and the services that will be available at that facility. But here we are again. I think the parish council made it perfectly clear. We're here for one reason and one reason only tonight, and that's to proceed with purchase of property. So it's real simple. Just do it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lynette Mejia.
Lynette Mejia, Lafayette Parish. I want to first say thank you to Ms. Champagne and Ms. Garcia for being on their feet as far as the parish council minutes are concerned and catching the fact that the parish council was very explicit in what they ask you guys to do tonight and to be quick in pulling up those minutes. And making sure that you had the information you needed. Because it's pretty disingenuous to come in here and say that it's in accordance with the wishes of the parish council that they wanted a lease when that was not, in fact, the case at all. So I appreciate them and what they did. I've heard a lot tonight about wanting to lease a space so that we can get materials and services immediately to the community. Larry has said that we're talking 6 months, possibly longer, to get a lease up and running. You need to be asking the question, where is the money for that space going to come from? It's going to come from that $8 million. That $8 million when it was appropriated originally was before the pandemic. It was before supply chain issues. So that library has already shrunk. It's already gotten smaller. If you take the money out of that pot for retrofitting a lease space, that library is going to get smaller again. So, you know, we want the biggest library. I know you do. You want the biggest library, the best library that you can build for the Northeast Side. So let's not shrink that available funds any more than we have to. You know, the first Northeast Committee voted not to lease. It was discussed extensively. I was on the committee. We voted not to lease. This board, this body that you sit on, voted not to lease. The community has spoken tonight repeatedly, over and over and over again. They've come before you. They've come before the parish council and said they don't want a lease. So please, no lease. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Pablo Mejia.
Hi, my name is Pablo Mejia, and I'm a resident of Lafayette, a parent, a veteran, and a library supporter. The board should vote to purchase land for the Northeast Branch, and very specifically, not to lease or pursue a temporary location. The parish council dedicated funding for the construction of this branch, not a temporary location. In case that wasn't clear, the parish council directed that today's meeting take place to purchase the land for Northeast Branch, not to do anything else. This board previously considered this issue in the past and even set up a committee to explore the options. That committee unequivocally recommended moving forward with a purchase and explicitly rejected a lease option when making its recommendation. This board debated the issue afterward and also rejected the lease option when issuing the request for proposal. Pursuing a temporary location via lease or otherwise will eat into the available funds for the permanent construction, delivering less value to citizens for their hard-earned dollars. Continuing to delay the purchase is fiscally irresponsible. As evidenced by the results of delaying the repairs to the South Branch, which led to increased costs and reduced scope due to rising prices. That's a direct result of this board's action. As this board has been advised by library staff, costs continue to increase, and delays will simply decrease the value the library delivers to its citizens. Continuing to trot out previously rejected options and delaying without acting to purchase is fiscally irresponsible. Already, the delays to date have forced a reduction in the size of what we will deliver to citizens. Please move to purchase the land for the Northeast Branch without delay to fulfill your responsibility to citizens and stop wasting the citizens' funds. Propose a motion to purchase property. Thank you, Ms. Arsamont. And vote on it. Anything else is disingenuous and fiscally irresponsible. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Christine Menard.
I am a resident of Lafayette Parish all my life. The residents in Northeast Lafayette Parish need a branch library. Please, I support buying and building the Northeast Branch Library.
Thank you.
Phyllis Coleman Mouton.
Good afternoon. I'm Phyllis Coleman Mouton. I'm founder and president of Women of Wisdom of Acadiana, 162 diverse women. I'm also a resident of North Lafayette. Significant numbers of my family, friends, classmates live in Northeast Lafayette. I am in support of building a library. I think, where would I be today if I didn't have a library? I had one because my father brought me to Paul Brough High Library. But significant numbers of children and families don't have walking access or access to a library in Northeast Lafayette. I applaud you who want to buy land and build a library. We talk about Lafayette being a vibrant community. That means all of Lafayette needs to be a vibrant community. Let's not look at only sections. 5 years is a long time to plan, to think, to wonder, to guess what the people of that community want. Now it's time to really support, celebrate, and help to make those individuals who live in Northeast Lafayette be part of the vibrant Lafayette that we all want.
Thank you.
Khadija Rashad.
Good evening. My name is Khadija Rashad, resident of Lafayette Parish, honorable discharged veteran with medals. The Northgate Library is fully funded. The only reason it is delayed is behind Mayor Josh Guillory and Mr. Robert Judge. Their actions has stopped that area of the city for a state-of-the-art library. No lease, no lease, no lease. We want and deserve a new library, which is already funded with the $8.5 million. The only reason the good director, Danny Killigan's, was fired because he stated that he could operate the Northeast Library with the staff that he has now. Clearly, this is a tale of two cities. When Southside wants something, they get it, but it's different for Northside. How much money in interest has this $8.5 million incurred in 5 years? It was going to the library 30 years ago, challenging the World Book Encyclopedia on not having a picture of Dr. Charles Drew. We corresponded for 2 years, back and forth, back and forth. I done my part of my research at the library, and finally, we won with a tear sheet, and finally, the actual picture of Dr. Charles Drew. And if anyone is interested, I have the copy at home. But it just goes to show you that our kids, our grandkids, our great-grandkids, we need to be able to have a library right here in the midst of our community. And yes, we did receive the bookmobile. The bookmobile came to our underserviced community every 3 months, and it was like a line of kids in our neighborhood. So I'm here to say purchase the land for the Northeast Library and do it with a good heart, good intentions, and it's not coming out of nobody's personal bank account.
Tiffany Richard.
Tiffany Richard, Lafayette Parish. Hello. Imagining living in an area without a library is depressing. I can't imagine becoming the person I am today without living near a library. A library is more than just a place with books. It's a place of resources for its citizens. With that said, the citizens in the Northeast deserve to have the library built. Let's buy the land, not lease it, and let's build the library.
Thank you.
Ann Swanson.
All right, hey. I'm Ann Swanson, and I'm here today representing WOW, Women of Wisdom, although
Phyllis did an amazing job representing our organization, so I know I can't fully top that or would want to, but I will say that we are an organization, a diverse organization of 162 women. We focus on fellowship, advocacy, education, unity, and inclusion. And my role on that board is the board member in charge of advocacy, and I can tell you that our membership, which we have many Women of Wisdom members here tonight, are 100% in favor of this library, and they're in favor, and they, many of our members, as I mentioned, we have a diverse membership, come from areas that have been most affected by not having a library, and them and their grandchildren will be most affected by getting that library. I also wanted to share just a concept of representation that I think is just really important for everyone to keep in mind as public servants here today, is that when you're serving people and you're representing them, one really important piece is to listen to them and hear what their needs and their wants are when you're doing something in their service. And I've been to many of these meetings, watch many online that I haven't attended, and I can tell you time and time again what I hear, and I believe y'all have heard too, is no lease, just buy. No lease, just buy. And so is that what you might, let's say you live in a different part of town, is that what you would do? Maybe not, and that's okay. When we're talking about your library, then that might be the right proposal. But the community that is impacted here has told us time and time again they do not want to leave. So I want to commend Ella for bringing the motion and bringing the motion clean without being attached to the lease. I also was at the parish council meeting the other day that several of the members here were, and the parish council was very clear that they wanted this special meeting to vote on the Northeast Library. There was nothing in that directive about a lease, so I just want to make it clear that that was, as a citizen who took my time and got off of work early to get to that meeting and listen very carefully, that is what they said. So thank you. Please vote in favor of the Northeast Library tonight, and let's get this going.
Thank you.
Alton Trahan.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Alton Trahan. I represent the 100 Black Men. I am the current president. When we started the initiative, as far as for the process of getting involved in building the Northeast Library 2 years ago, I never thought we would be 2 years later thinking about the land purchase. I've been fortunate enough to sit where you guys at when we had the meetings, and I've had fortunate enough to meet with pretty much everyone here except of the new board members. And every conversation I've had with each one of them, it was about, number one, leadership. Be committed to your leadership abilities and be efficient and effective in what you do. Tonight, I think we're at the point where individuals has chose to lead and be committed and to be effective and efficient in what you do. So all I'm asking that you guys vote in favor of this, because we know what the impact is going to be. There's nothing like leaving an impression on the community of what you guys did on September 11, 2023. It's a monumental. It's like something that someone would never kind of create. It has to happen. It's natural. It's a natural evolution that something like this happened on tonight, because it's about service. You cannot omit that. And I'm here today basically to say I'm imploring upon you guys to vote in favor of this motion so we can build the library, right? On top of that, I don't think it's going to take as long as possible some people are talking about. Scott Library took that long because we had to go out to land on two occasions. We have property right now that you guys can actually acquire. Once you vote tonight, you get to the parish council. The parish council, with the impression of everyone here tonight, votes for it, and then we purchase the land, and then you engage into everything with the administrative standpoint. On top of that, you engage the committee. When I was part of the Northeast Library Search Committee, you engage a committee, you start doing charrettes because you already have architects and consultants of a library on board. So we're ready to go. We get the property, we get the committee, we do the charrettes, we get involved with the architects and everything. And I give you a year for that, if it takes that much. I've been a part of several of these projects already from the Hearth Forum, as well as planning the comprehensive plan for the city. We can get this done if you're intentional about your delivery, but it takes leadership. And tonight I applaud you guys here tonight, and I ask and implore upon you to dig deep into your leadership and vote in favor of this, or this motion, so we can send it forward to the parish council and we can start moving to better our community. Because our work that we do firsthand, particularly the 100, we need this library. We need to continue the mentoring piece that we got, the educational component that we do, the health and wellness that we do, and economic empowerment. And that's what libraries serve. They serve all these aspects of our community. So I appreciate you guys and thank you for your time. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
That's the end of public comments.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Thomas, if I may, I
yes,
have
ma'am.
A few comments I'd like to make. I kept hearing 5 years, 5 years, 5 years. I think I'm the oldest seated member on the board, and I haven't been here for 5 years. So please take that into account. The board, I think, is getting a bad rap often with some distorted facts. And so a little history, we haven't been here 5 years. And also, we were, thankfully, we have our budget is in the black, but I know that when I came on board, we were in the red, and we were in the red for some time. I don't think that, I think everyone's intention on the board, even those previous here, was not to prevent this progress or this project from moving forward. I think the problem and the goal was to make sure that we didn't make the same mistake that was made prior to. Before I was on the library board, a board member had the conversation with me, and in her words, she said that with the capital campaign, perhaps they were so focused on the growth that they didn't look well enough to see if it was sustainable. So I think that the board members, and I know myself, have wanted to proceed with this project cautiously. I don't think that we wanted to proceed cautiously to ensure that we can maintain an effective library system for all, and not just to put the cart before the horse. So there's been some other distorted facts too that media attendees here, and I think the council, have also been echoing. We haven't lost a millage, or there has not been a millage that has failed with this board or recently. So I want to put that on the record as well. So while I know that timing is an issue, I know that right now costs have increased. That was out of our control too. And again, it would have been ridiculous to move forward, I believe, as did the other board members at the time, move forward with the project when we were at operating in the red. So I'm not going to apologize for any of the votes that I've made in the past. I'm very pleased with the staff, with the changes that they've made, very proud of them and the leadership of the board in order to assist with that. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Mr. Thomas, may I be recognized, please?
Yes, Mr. George.
Mr. Padron, when were you seated on this board?
I was seated November 2022.
And Mr. Kelly? July of 22?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Thomas?
I don't remember.
20 or 21? I came on in February of 2021. You were here before me, I believe?
I think it was shortly after me.
Shortly after you, and you were in 20?
August 20, I think, was my first meeting.
August 20, and Ms. Arsimov just recently?
June 1st, 2023.
It's the point is that...
Executive session. Excuse me.
Point of order, please.
No comment from the floor. Public, please.
The point is that I appreciate very much that this particular section of town has had this money set aside since 2018. There's not one member on this board that was there at this time, at that time. This board member's been seated very recently. The first committee to explore this and to begin to move this project forward started immediately prior to, or right at the time, that I took office as president in October of 2021. Mr. Palumbo, the previous president, actually convened the committee, but he talked to me about it, if he would do it or I would do it. I said, Doug, go ahead and seat the committee. Let's get started. It doesn't matter who gets credit. That's irrelevant as long as we move this project forward. All along the way, there have been concerns that the board had to take into consideration. Ms. Armbruster pointed out the fact that you can't build something and not be able to operate it. It's pointless. We were in the red. Now we are operating efficiently and in the black, and we have the money to be able to manage this. I had made this comment before in public. I made it again at the parish council meeting. I'll make it again now. And this was part of the consideration, too, is that there may be some adjustments that have to be made to other libraries throughout the community in order to get this operating, and that is absolutely acceptable as a thing to do. The second thing I'd like to address is also the idea of motivations and to assign motivations to particular board members because of, for whatever distorted reasons that may be. My insistence on, and I've offered two motions, they have not been seconded, so it's not even on the board right now for a vote, that we move forward with getting a leased property in order to be able to provide services immediately. That's the motivation. There is no other motivation. And to suggest otherwise is, I guess that person's clairvoyant, but I don't believe that. And I think it's disingenuous at best. However, that being said, under Robert's Rules of Order, the motion was offered. It was not seconded. It's not on the table. The only thing that is on the table right now is Ms. Arsamore's motion, which was seconded. So that's where we are. But I wanted to clear the record a little bit because it's been this drumbeat of this board's been sitting on this money for 5 years. No, this board has not been sitting on the money for 5 years. This board has moved rather quickly, actually, to move this project forward. We got it off the ground. It was on ground zero before any of us took office. So if you want to complain to someone, perhaps you should look at those people who were sitting on the board in 2018 and 2019 and early 2020, and then maybe ask them those questions of why they didn't move forward with this project. That would be a question that the news media might want to ask, because I don't think anybody's ever asked that question. Point of order.
Can't have comments from the public. We are in board comments.
So in order to make sure that that's clear, and I know many of y'all don't hear me when I speak, and that's unfortunate. However, just to read, and this is something James and I worked on, I'll ask you if you would please, Mr. Thomas, and it's your discretion, obviously, that I'll leave the balance of my time to you, to read the mission statement for the Northeast Regional Library Committee that you and I developed over the course of several months.
So our proposed mission statement for the Northeast Regional Library Committee is, the Northeast Committee is convened to express the particular needs of the community to the board for consideration into the design of the Northeast Library. The committee will begin its duties when a property is purchased, and its duties will end at groundbreaking.
Thank you. I yield the rest of my time.
Any more board member comments before we call for the vote? So I would just like to say before we vote, I want to thank the community for continuing to voice your support of this project. It's very important. I want to thank the administration for all y'all's hard work that you have done to see this project to this point. It has not always been easy. You have had to make difficult decisions, and that comes with providing services across the board. I want to thank former Director Ghislaine for all his expertise and leadership on this project, because he definitely wanted to see this come into fruition. So I hope he watches the news tonight, because I believe my fellow colleagues will do the right thing tonight. And thank y'all for allowing this project to get to this point and forward, because this community needs it, and I believe they will get it. So thank y'all. So if we don't have any further board member comments, I will do a roll call vote. If do we need to make the motion again? Are we okay, Ms. Page? Okay. So we'll call for the vote. Mr. Padron?
Yes.
Mr. Kelly?
Yes.
Mr. Judge?
Yes.
Mr. Thomas? Yes. Ms. Arsimon?
Yes.
Ms. Hornbrewster?
Yes.
The motion is carried. So our process is not over, so continue to be involved until we open these doors. It's important. Before we move on to the next agenda item, I'll recognize Ms. Arsimon.
Yeah, you had mentioned forming a committee to move forward with the needs of the community. How is that? What does that process look like? Will you be reaching out to people?
Yeah, well, the board will have some in further discussion, and then we'll start to roll it out.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Just want to make sure.
So next on our agenda is item C, regular board meeting time. The board will discuss changing the time of regular board meetings. Board will take action.
I would like to know if we could tweak the time of the meetings just to make it a little bit easier. I think everybody on this board has showed an interest in wanting to be here and serve. And because of job obligations, it's hard for some members. So I would like to make a motion to change the regular board meetings from 5:15 to 6 o'clock p.m., starting at the next meeting and moving forward.
I'll second. Any board member comments? So I'm Brewster.
Thank you. I'm not necessarily opposed to 6 o'clock. It was actually, I think, faster to get here tonight. Well, that's 6:15. I don't want to do 6:15. Then it normally takes me. But would 5:45, is that even something we consider, just that 15-minute interval? I think, I don't know who has the less flexibility, so I would want input from those people who have less flexibility.
Well, I know it came up because I've been having to rush. Mm-hmm. With work obligations, so six
is better.
It would work perfectly. Yes.
One concern.
Yes, sir.
If I may be recognized, the library, Sarah, library closed at 8 or 8:30.
8 p.m.
8 p.m. One of the things that, and we've had to deal with from time to time, by putting the meeting back a little bit, as suggested. If the meeting's run over in past 8 o'clock, then staff has to be paid. excuse me, staff has to be paid overtime to make that contingency. That's all. It's just a concern that I have.
Thank you, sir.
May I as well?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a good point. I don't know if that was an issue back then. I know I've been maybe like a handful of meetings where we did go past, I think, 9 o'clock one time. So I wasn't sure how much that affects it, and hopefully we don't have long meetings going forward. But maybe if something does happen where we are concerned for some reason over time, I don't know if there's something we can do or tip maybe, I don't know, just something in the area of caution. I don't know if this is a page.
And I think if that question. Does, if we would get to a point where we know we are reaching close to 8 o'clock, we can look at our agenda, they may be something that we can place on the following agenda,
right,
depending on the pressing need.
So we are able to maybe shift around and put it on the next, or,
yes,
or maybe a special meeting.
Yes, sir.
Rather than keeping everyone late.
Correct.
Okay.
Ms. Bate, you're nodding your head. Do you agree?
Yes, that's correct.
And just to close out real quick, I'm okay with six. I'm here to make sure we're all here in attendance, because I know when we're all here, it just makes the board better and we're able to interact and see each other more. So I'm okay with 6 o'clock for Mr. Thomas.
May I be recognized again, please?
I think Ms. Orsimo, then Mr. Yes. Judge.
Okay. I was going to ask staff if that would pose a problem if we would change the meeting from 5:15 to 6 o'clock in order to take less stress away from board members who want to be here. Would that pose a problem?
It wouldn't be too big of a problem. We can arrange for staff to stay late. We pay them overtime or allow them to take it off later in the week. Mm. For the most part, we rarely stay past 8 p.m. Those are very rare meetings. But I think the average length for these meetings has been 2 hours, 2.5 hours recently. So it wouldn't be that much different than what we've been doing, because in the past year, I've been sitting in these meetings. We've rarely been in the building past closing.
Thank you.
Mr. Judge.
Ms. Bate, when the board took and voted for its meetings, the calendar and the times of those previous meetings, we did that in last year to set the agenda for the next year. Does this run into a problem with changing the time based on the fact that we had previously voted to set the meeting dates and times?
I don't think it does, as long as we are able to put updated meeting times in appropriate notice. For public meetings, it's 24 hours. Let's see. And we've got 3 meetings left in the year. And we'll be able to notice the first one the September 18th one within 24 hours. So I don't think that poses an issue. Open meetings law provides for updated times.
So we can change, we can legally change the times.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
That's it? You made a motion?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay, and I second it, okay. So do we have any public comment?
Mr. John Michael. I'll be quick. I've been John Michael. I'm a Karen Crow patron, have a library card for 35 years. I've been coming to these meetings for about 2 years. And the reason I can come to these meetings is I'm retired, 5:15. I know it's important for y'all to be here, obviously, but it's important for people to be here as well. Transparency is very important in public administration. And so the more people that see what goes on in person, the better the board will operate. In the 2 years I've been coming here, I've seen people shout at each other. I've seen people call each other names. I've seen double dealing on the part of board members and misinformation. All this stuff has happened, and not many people get a chance to see it. But at 6:15 or 6 o'clock, you'll have more people here. And I think what you'll have is a kind of board meeting that we had tonight. In the 2 years I've been coming here, this has been the best-run board meeting, thanks to you, Mr. Thomas, that I've ever seen. Everybody had a chance to express their opinions. Everybody had an open say. You discussed it civilly. Congratulations. I think y'all are ready for prime time. 6 o'clock is good.
I was happy to see this on the agenda tonight, because it is painful trying to get here at 5:15, and I work just down the street. And so, I know part of the motivation, which is understandable, is we want it to be convenient for the board members, but the same challenges that y'all are facing, the public is facing. And so making it 6 o'clock should really help.
Thank you. Sorry,
I did have the public in mind, too, because it would be easier for y'all, because not everybody's retired or a volunteer. Y'all work, too. So I did have y'all in mind, too.
Okay, I'll call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the ayes have it and motion is carried. All right, everyone, have a great evening. This meeting is adjourned.